This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Come on, did you miss me? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, I want to thank you. Any of you that got involved, well, you know, even if you were just praying for me, that's involved. But any of you that got involved in my campaign, we won. I was successful in getting the seat back again. And by unlike some others in elections, by very good numbers. So I do appreciate it. You know, it is about what you do and not about what you say, and you need to get your message across. That's a big deal as well. You know, and I know you haven't heard from me in a couple of days. But I am so devastated by the results that I actually got up Wednesday and I went to work, because that's what we do, right? I mean, seriously. Let me introduce myself. First, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. Head over to the website, therealside.com, right? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. That would be great. Right? It would be great because, look, every week I try to reach out to you. You know, Facebook and Twitter and all those, we are losing the battle. I knew I was going to end up all over the place. We are losing the battle with them. I know you hate when I talk like this, but we're losing the battle with them, okay? They just knocked out just before the election, I mean days, or a day or two, over 1.5 million more. You know, what is it? Western Journalism was talking about it. Another 1.5 million followers of conservative networks. Now, you're talking about 800 pages over a short period of time. Another one. I mean, millions of people couldn't get the message out or couldn't get the message. They only got one. And that's what the liberals wanted them to hear. You know, when I was running my campaign, one of the things that I thought about. Well, since Facebook and Twitter and all that were really, when it came to conservatives, were really cramping our message, really cranking down on what we had to say, it dawned on me that in the old days, they used to use postcards to get messages across. Right? I mean, you're out there campaigning and doing whatever, they're doing postcards and other things. So I asked a lot of my supporters to do emails. Because when I send out an email to thousands of people that says, hey, vote for me, I'm a great guy, whatever, 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 that's one thing. I'm expected to do that. And people could blow it off or not blow it off. But if I get an email from a friend of mine and it says, I'm voting for this guy because, I'm going to stop and read it. It's not junk. It is no longer junk mail at that point. And that's what we needed to do. That's what we need to continue to do. We need to continue to fight and not stop. We need to be as stubborn as they are. And when I say that, I don't mean it in a nasty way. I don't mean, you know, going to Tucker Carlson's house and doing what they did to that poor man. That's cowardice, okay? Those Antifa people, nothing but cowards. You know why I say that? Because they got masks on and hats and they don't want you to know who they are. That's being a coward. It's that simple. You got guts? Put your name out there like the rest of us do. Get engaged and involved like the rest of us do. Push back like the rest of us do. So it to me, it's they're cowards. I had a fellow that comes after me on a regular basis here in the area that I live in. I won't give his name out because I'm not like him. All right? Because I know some of my people, if they get upset, I don't want them saying anything nasty or looking at him wrong and getting them all scared and cowarded it out and all that. But anyway, right? Constant. So I said to him, point blank, come on the show. Call me out on the show instead of hiding in your little corner here on Facebook, hiding where you know you're protected by Zuckerman or Zuckerberg or whatever his name is, the big Zuck, and your friends, which fill this room. Or this, what are they? What is it? It's a room, right? They call it a Facebook feed, whatever it is called. Right? The group. See, they're very comfortable when they're in their own group. It's like I joke about Christians when I say, you're very comfortable on Sunday morning, aren't you? Because you're with family. It's easy. But when it comes to them fighting, they do the same thing. They hide in their own little rooms. So I said to them, come out here. Come into a different world. Right? Not interested. He won't do it. Because he's gonna hear how ignorant he actually sounds. He's going to hear how stupid he actually sounds when he starts throwing out these catchphrases from his troops, from his team, from what I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to be, because I think some of the stuff he does is the epitome of hate. See, they don't call out, funny, they call out us for making comment, but they never call out theirs for actually implementing it. Like, well, it took on Tucker Carlson's the other night, where they were trying to beat his door down, intimidating his family. And any one of you who says he deserved that on the left, your page deserves to be pulled down. And if anything happens and you encourage it, you deserve to be an accessory. That's what you do to President Trump, isn't it? He's starting it all because he's saying it from his bully pulpit. But when you're on in your Facebook groups and you're not calling this stuff out, it means you agree with it. Oh, this is going to be all night. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. I can feel it. Don't go far. He'll be with us in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And listen, we're playing around with texting you to let you know because it's so hard to get the message out. And I mean hard. Google is clamped down on people. Facebook is clamped down on people. As I started to tell you before, they took another 1.5 million conservatives out of the mix just before the election. I mean, really interesting. And I think it had a major play on the election. But here's the thing. What you want to do is you want to text TRS for the real side. TRS to 313131. And that will, come on, you should be able to remember that. That's like 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Remember that? So TRS to 313131. And what that does is puts you in the queue and when we send out messages, let you know what's going on. You can stop at any time just by typing stop. But at least you'll know when we're coming up, when the show starts, and maybe we can beat Facebook and social media and these boneheads at their own game. Anyhow, not a bonehead, but a great guy joining us right now. I know that's why you tuned in tonight. Sometimes I used to feel the love, but the nights he's on, I ain't feeling no love. I know it's all aimed at him. Corey Duncan joins us like he does every week to enlighten me on what's going on out there in the real world. Corey, thanks for being with me. Okay. Oh, it would help if I actually hit the button. Anyway, Corey Duncan with us. You are with us now. You're live, so watch your mouth. You there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, well, suck in some oxygen and say something.
Let's see. You really want me to say what's on my mind?
No. Bring it up to the C version anyway, or B version, whatever. Hey, listen. So we took a beating the other night, if you would, to a degree. And you, on Wednesday morning, when you got up, the first thing you did was break what? Riot where? Right. What are you laughing for? Didn't you go out and beat the street? Didn't you go out and... No?
Actually, we was, you know, doing some business out of town. So, but let me say this. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And Joe, congratulations on your awesome victory. We knew you could do it the whole time. So, you know, on behalf of the Grassroots Conservative Association group in Texas and everywhere else, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. So
that's right.
Go ahead.
I wasn't surprised by a lot of the what happened. You know, and I don't really keep up with it too much. Cause there's too much other stuff to take care of now. And you know, I back then don't do the politics thing. But what I saw, I was very impressed with. You know, but I had to agree with the president what he said, and he said, and he's real calm about it the other day, which I. You know, I notice when he gets calm and he starts talking about certain things, he's focused or whatever like that. And he said that a reporter asked him about something, and he said, "Well, if I do this, then they'll do this, and we'll be right back at square one." And it's strategic. What he's doing, he's trying to do things strategically.
Yep.
And people don't see that because we got too many people on the right and on the left that's with these cheerleading squads. Or whatever. You cannot get anything done. That's why I say this president is perfect for the time right now and where we are right now, because we need someone that's thinking not like a politician, but like a business person.
Right.
You have to give up real estate sometime to get real estate and to get things that you want. You have to remember, it's called negotiating. And a person that is not a business person that knows nothing about negotiating, that's why, you know, you see all these people, they get on. You know, they're very interesting. They get on the internet and they turn into these people and they know everything. And they've been in war. They've been a politician, and now they've been, you know, they're psychiatrists and they know everything. And I'm like, if you knew everything, then you would be doing something positive instead of regurgitating the same thing you hear other people say or whatever like that. You know, but that's my opinion.
No, I couldn't wait to get you on tonight because I know you're not doing a political thing as much, but I know that you know some of these people, or you know, like, Elijah Cummings, one of your favorites. I mean, he's now going to be the chair of the Oversight Committee. So, in other words, I want you to let this sink in. Elijah Cummings is going to be looking into what other members might be doing wrong. Elijah Cummings. How does that make you feel?
Well, as someone said, it looks like the hen investigating the hen house. So, you know, I mean, they can go and do all this silly stuff because, you know, as always, they don't have any talking points. They don't have any facts. You know, they just like they like to throw everything, you know, like to just run it, what we say in the military sometimes, run it up a flagpole and see who salutes. And that's exactly what it's about. If you believe that idiotic, stupid stuff or whatever, which we got a lot of people out here that listen, but they don't understand. And that's what a whole lot of the issue is. And that's a lack of, that's ignorance and a lack of a lot of education. That's what it is. Sorry. I just like to keep things real. And well, I know a lot of people like, put it look, down. No, I'm telling the truth.
No, listen, you are, because when you run for office and you're a little bit more involved in it and you're listening to your opponents and other people's opponents that you know, you start realizing that even though people have a right to run, they have no business running. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it's, you look at this stuff and you say to yourself, my God, please don't get near whatever it is, you know, our city, our dog catcher, whatever you've been elected to. You start thinking to yourself, my God, you don't have any idea what goes on in that particular area. Are you running just because of politics, or are you running because you really want to make a difference?
Well,
and if, you know
well,
what I'm saying?
I had a colleague of mine tell me that he went to vote this week, and he said he was telling them, actually it was in Baltimore, and he was telling me, he said he went to run, I mean, went to vote, and the guy was like, well, he was telling him about Ben Jealous, who was talking about having illegal immigrants, having the taxpayers pay for them to go to college for free. And he was like, well, what do you think of that? He's like, well, I don't care. I'm going to still vote for him because he's a minority. And the guy was like, just sitting there scratching his head. He was like, are you serious? You're still going to do it because of, I said, hey, look. We got a saying that's called the plantation mindset, and that's what it is. It's just the plantation mindset. Until people wake up, especially black folks, I'm talking to you personally, until some of us wake up and smell the coffee that our cities still, these cities like, here we go again, Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, New York, look like Beirut, for the exception of Manhattan, then they'll wake up. Elijah Cummings is an idiot.
And on that note, we'll go for commercial so we can make some money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have Corey with us. We'll be back in a minute. Big surprise coming up here soon. You're listening to Real Talk. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle, and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Seriously. I mean, I know this, all the shows out there you could be listening to, you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that so much. Let me bring him on, because I know that's why you tune in. This one night a week. I know some of you only listen one night a week. It's because he's coming on. Co-founder of the Grassroots Association Group, Corey Duncan. How you doing, Corey?
No, I'm the founder. My wife is the co-founder.
Well, when you have two, aren't you like co?
Both co.
What?
They're both co.
You're both co. Don't, you know what? I didn't do good in English, so you're really screwing me up now. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Well, I don't want to be too much, because I don't want, you know, the profane crowd.
You know,
getting
I want you to know
but
something.
Anyway,
she's sitting next to you, and at night you sleep next to her. Okay, so you better be nice.
That's what married people do. That's what Christian conservatives do. They be married when. But I don't want to do that, because I know I might be stepping on some people's toes.
That's so amen.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. Exactly.
Now you made me forget what I was talking about before. You know, you do that to me all the time. We start talking about something, I'm totally... Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about education for a reason. And what I was going to say to you is, the thing that aggravates me, you and I have been talking about this since the first day we met. It's like guys like Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, and all those people that have been voted in that live in the inner city. The black community is the one to get screwed the most when it comes to education. They do nothing for them as a whole. Those schools are falling apart. They're not getting educated properly. They have high dropout rates, and they keep getting elected back in there. But there are some people that are doing things to make changes in education, aren't they, Mr. Duncan?
Yes, they are. We're definitely. But if you don't mind, I'd rather let my wife go ahead and I'll.
I'd rather her speak to it too, because I know, you know, she's prettier than you.
I wouldn't mind listening. I think she's gonna speak on another note, and I'll come back at the end of the show and I'll explain about
all
what
right.
you just said. But the wonderful co-founder of the Conservative Association Group, my beautiful wife Anna Duncan, has a conservative message for wonderful patriots that's out there.
I'm ready when you are, Anna.
Right.
Thank you, Joe and Tammy. Thank you for having us tonight, and thank you, honey, for allowing me to do this really quick. I promise you, I'm not going to take a lot of time from the show.
But you do what you got to do.
Joe, first of all, as my husband said earlier today, earlier in the conversation, congratulations.
Thank you.
We are so happy and excited to have a conservative Christian man in the education board of your city. We need more people to step up, just like you. But
thank you.
Tonight, I wanted to make one quick point to our audience, and God willing, your audience will be able to disseminate this message. And I'm only bringing it because I seldomly get really upset, but I am fuming at what has happened in the recent past to our conservative men on social media, or what I like to call socialist media. That's what it's become. First and foremost, I want to make sure we all understand what conservatism means, because I don't think our quote-unquote conservative patriots on socialist media know. So I looked it up, Joe, and I looked up the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, what it says, and it clearly says that conservatism is a disposition in politics to preserve what is established, a political philosophy based on tradition and social stability, stressing established institutions and preferring gradual development to abrupt change. Conservatism is a tendency to prefer an existing or traditional situation to change. I felt I needed to define what conservatism is because the movement is being overrun by both left-leaning infiltrators and so-called conservatives who might as well come out of a liberal closet and be free. This movement, Joe, has been ruined by the fake Christian conservative mob, the mob that has been in the path of destruction in our country, waving the conservative flag to destroy and steal from those vulnerable patriots that wholeheartedly want a real change in this great nation. We see the so-called conservative or Tea Party leaders who have no personal financial responsibility, nor have they ever intended to be financially responsible, as the definition of conservatism says. These leaders have never worked a day in their lives, and unbeknown to their followers, collect every single government handout available instead of working hard like the rest of us have done all our lives. These are the fake leaders of the America First and the MAGA movement that continue to spew lies and deceptions to steal so-called donations from those patriots that struggle day in and day out to make ends meet, to bring in a few extra dollars home to send their children to college. But it doesn't end there, Joe. These are the same so-called leaders that have multiple personalities depending on the situation. One day, they're praising God, while the next day they're on broadcast disparaging with vulgar language other patients are actually making a difference.
Amen.
See, these are the same so-called leaders that are doing absolutely nothing to move the needle with their regurgitation and negative spin of daily events, all the while charging their viewers for their cheap acts. You also have the other side, the feminazis, as I call them. They're shutting down Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, and every other socialist media of legitimate patriot men who are making a difference in our communities. Women that have accepted feminism from the left and are standing by it, clapping and cheering. Fake conservative women, that's what I call them, fake conservative women, while punishing our men on social media sites by reporting fake complaints. These are the same feminazis that will indeed bring down the right, the Republicans, until they achieve their disgusting feminist agenda. These are the same women that marry their cousins in the trailer parks while lecturing us about conservative agendas.
Amen.
Same women that came from the inner city hood that sleep with anyone and anything but proclaim to be Christian conservative women online.
Preach.
All these fake conservative need to step down, repent, and ask God for their and their fellow Americans for forgiveness. We have seen your game. We know who you are, and we're never going to allow your fakery to prevail. I want them to know that our conservative men will not be diminished, they will not be censored, and they will not be stopped. They are wives and girlfriends and sisters and mothers and daughters are here like lionesses in the ready to devour anyone attempting this is their demise. We are the ones that will put a stop to these fake conservative women in a heartbeat. You try to shut down our men one more time, and we will, and you will see the wrath of God upon you. Continue to play stupid games, and I can assure you with high certainty, you will win stupid prizes. And Joe, these are the same people that claim to be our patriot friends online, and they're just too fake. But they're not willing to get out of it because they're gaining financially from this moment.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Well said. Well said. And I know, and I, and, oh, I know we got that Kleenex crew that plays one part on yours, on yours, on your page. I'm the Christian. You know what? We're going to have on our page one night, but we have a definition night of Christian conservative, conservative, and Republican. Because you know, there's a couple people that try to play on your page, Christian conservative, and go to somebody else's page and play something else. We know who you are. Trust me. Everybody, every woman that's a part of our movement know who you are. So guess what? But we don't have to worry about that because guess what? What we're doing is about education, and I know it's going to be a whole lot of people at 6'6" and 271 pounds. I'm not hard to find, and I'm not on here to threaten nobody or nothing, but people don't like to hear the truth about if you got one person that's trying, what she's saying is you got people like Joe, me, and other people that's actually making a dent in this with the young Americans.
Well, let's hit this more on the other side of the break, because you're right. There's a lot of people out there that claim to be conservatives, claim to be Christians, but they couldn't find a church if they drove into it with their car. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute more with Corey Duncan after this.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. I'm Joe Lucini. Yeah, it's a warp of some kind. I don't know if it's a time warp. But I'm Joe Lucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being involved and engaged and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring them back in. But I'm going to bring them both back in. Anna and Corey Duncan, and I always appreciate the time that they spend with us on the air and with you later on in their respective websites and places like that. Corey, Anna, thanks for being with me. What is it? Is it the button again? What is this thing with this button? It never works right for me. It hates me. I'm telling you. Anna and Corey Duncan join us. I always enjoy when they're with us. And, you know, for some of you, you know, when they're sitting in the quote-unquote green room, they can't hear what I'm saying. So I can say all kinds of fun stuff about them, and they would never know it. all right, guys.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, so listen, you know, again, I loved your passion in the last segment, and it's so right. The reason reason we conservatives lose so much, the reason we don't push forward, and even Christian conservatives, they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? They don't want to come out and be, and I would say the same thing. Do you think Jesus was worried about hurting anybody's feelings? Show me one scripture where he says Jesus didn't tell them what they needed to do because he was worried about hurting their feelings. Amen. I mean, it doesn't work that way. And then the adulteress, remember the woman they were going to stone, right? What did he tell her? Did he tell her, oh, hey, where are your accusers? Go and have some more fun. No. He said, listen, go sin no more. So apparently what she was doing was, there's a swear word for a liberal, wrong. What she was doing was wrong, and he told her. I don't know. They want to hear it.
Well, Joe, let me say this. And I want to apologize to anybody in to any of the patriots that's listening to this. I know sometimes I have to apologize that I go off and stuff, but, you know, I'm a Christian conservative. But as my mother would say, sometimes I'm a Christian, but sometimes I have to step out and you know, I have to step out of the box sometimes. And, you know, get a couple people straight. Because, you know, God said to honor his word, but he didn't say nobody had to be passive or pushover.
Nope.
And I'm, you know, I see a lot of people and they play these games of spitballing me or whatever like that. And you can do, there's some that's listening to me. And I know you don't have to like me, but you can like what we're doing with our education initiative, which is like far none the best and one of the only education initiatives that's run by our association that's probably funded that you know, we don't see people, the only people that claim I'm for the young Americans. But you for the young Americans, why, you know, you're mixing politics with young people, and you need to educate the young people when you start talking about the politics. But anyway, to get on to further and more positive news, the education initiative of ours is just like, you know, it's things happening, projects are happening for the next 10 years that we have, and I can't speak on all of them, but one I can speak on of is our Grassroots Conservative Association group, Urban Christian Conservative Trade Schools, who we're aiming for 2019. No, it's not a dream. It's actually happening, and it's happening faster than I can sign a paperwork. And, you know, they'll be able to obtain a high school diploma, and also a professional certificate of completion of any trade of their choice.
Wow, I'm in. Where do I sign up?
In Scottsdale, Arizona, and the Bronx in New York, and back home, back in the Bronx. And my thing of it is this, you know, we're just totally blessed with getting things done and without dealing with all of the negativity. And guess what? I mean, we're humble.
You're cranking.
About all of the emails.
Yep.
And all of the support that we receive from people that's not even on social media, praise the Lord or whatever. So we know a lot of them don't have these other mind thoughts of what they think it should be. But anyway, to make a long story short, that is our next initiative that we have going to trade schools. Are going to be awesome because it'll be in the urban areas, and it doesn't matter because guess what? We are serving the public. We're serving not only the public, but our country. And this is exactly what people have been asking for. Also, I want to welcome Cleveland A. Rose, who is going to be signed up with us. Or, you know, we got another project that I can't speak of that Mr. Messina might be a part of soon. So I won't speak on that because that's still in the works or whatever like that. But, you know, the thing of it is that we're here for education. We're about education. God, family, country, and education. And that's our education initiative.
Well, it's right in line with our founding fathers wanted. Many of our founding fathers felt that the best place to teach morality, the best book to pull from for morality and basic truth was the Bible. And that makes some of the guys on the left go, oh, no, 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 they want the separation of church and state. Bullpuckies! That was not the thought at all. If you do some homework and not from a left-leaning history book, you'd find out that wasn't the truth at all. They wanted everybody to be able to live peaceably. They wanted people of other religious beliefs to be able to live peaceably and safely, but they never intended for God to be out of the equation. That is just totally a fallacy.
I'm so happy, Joe, that me and my wife, Anna, stepped away from the politics. And then we're awesome, and our awesome staff Amy Garcia, Shanice Coates is our education coordinator. And we just got so many just educated, awesome people that understand what we are doing here. This is not, and by the way, for anybody out there, we're nonprofit. We're nonprofit, so we don't need, we don't want anybody's donations. What we want is your support and support the education initiative. See, here we don't do that and then claim that we're Christian conservative or conservative, because we don't want blue collar people's money, because you got people out here trying to make a choice between paying car note and putting food on their table. So just, you know, get with the education initiative. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, listen, that's the other thing that people need to realize. You've been on talking about this initiative forever. You've never pleaded, asked, begged for money. And, you know, it's like, so when you're putting your own money into it, when you're doing it, you're pushing it, you're putting all this energy into it, you know it's real. You know it comes from the heart. It's, yeah, anyway, don't get me wrong here.
I'll let my wife speak on that real quick.
Go ahead.
Joe, everything we do is education-based. Ultimately, as I said, you know, and we have up in the website, you know, God said, teach him young, and you will never have to teach him again. Yep. You know, the problem here has been the liberals took a hold of our education for decades. We sat back and allowed it, and now we are stuck with what we have. Yep. So we've got to reverse that. We've got to start now, and that's what we're doing. And I truly believe that that's the way that we're going to make a change and a difference in this country. So I urge all those chatter boxes that are regurgitating news on Facebook, et cetera, how about you look for an initiative around your community to start teaching these kids, or have groups at the park. Teach them the Constitution. Teach them American history. Teach them to love your country, to love this flag, to salute the soldiers, to thank the families of the soldiers that have lost their lives fighting for our freedom.
And I want to say a big happy Veterans Day to our family member Wendy McIntosh of the Navy, and also Erica Reynolds of the Marine Corps, and also myself, and to all veterans. Our show will overlap Veterans Day this coming weekend. But I want to say real quick, go to our page, www.conservativegen.com. That is the only way. Sign up, because soon you won't be able to get in, not unless you are signed up. And I want to say mwah to Facebook, and mwah to all of the trolls. Goodbye. Goodbye. So guess what? You better come to our website. And also for the ones that come to the website to try to steal, remember that piracy is a felony, and $250,000 fine. So, and up to 5 years in jail. So all of our stuff is copyrighted and trademarked. So please, when you come to our page 24 times in 1 week or whatever, sign up, because we know who you are when you come in and try to do that. Oh,
I can't,
boy.
And I can't. I know. Yeah, don't, I know, you know what? Hate us. Breathe deep. You know, breathe in, breathe out.
I have to get this out, because you know what? We got that snipe crowd that likes to, guess what he said about you? No, I can tell you what I said about you. And so now I ain't trying to be a bully, because I know there's going to be some people that say, he's a big bully. No, I'm not a big bully. I just tell it the way it is, because we're tired of watching people say everything and do nothing type people. And, you know, it's time that we all grow up. I use the term from Brubaker, the movie. If we just all put the picks and shovels down, stop playing the man's game, then maybe we can get something done and stop acting like a bunch of, you know, I wasn't going to say that word.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, you know? Okay. No, you know what?
Well, we need to stop Joe being snowflakes like the ones that we don't like on the other side.
All right, quick, give your website address, because we're done. We're up against it. Quick. Website address, one of you.
www.conservativegen.com, info@conservativegen.com. God bless you. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you and Tammy with this great program.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour, including Frank DeMartini ran against...